This is State House Week. I'm Russ McKinney for South Carolina Public Radio.
Thank you. God bless you, and may it always be a great day in South Carolina.
Governor Nikki Haley this week delivered her final State of the State address to the General Assembly. Her appointment as the nation's new UN ambassador is expected to receive smooth sailing when she goes before the U.S. Senate next week. Haley, the state's first female governor, called her job the greatest honor of her life.
Faith, hard work, respect, love of family, love of country. These are the values that South Carolina has gifted to me. I will forever hold them close. Don't forget about us. We're not going far. And we're already looking forward to coming home to the state we love so deeply.
The governor's speech, somewhat emotional at times, touched on her successes in office over the past 6 years, new industry and new jobs, leading the state through unanticipated human tragedies and natural disasters. She pointed to improvements in public education, but acknowledged that, quote, the state simply hasn't done enough to prepare the state's children for the future. Democrats were critical of the outgoing chief executive, pointing out that the Republican governor was leaving office without addressing the state's most pressing needs, more public school funding, road and bridge repair, and pension reform. Haley is expected to resign as governor as soon as she is confirmed in Washington, possibly later this month. Republican Lieutenant Governor Henry McMaster will move up to the governor's office. The state Supreme Court this week agreed to hear a request to clarify how the next lieutenant governor will be selected. On the opening day of this year's legislative session, a bipartisan committee of House members and senators signed off on a framework for lawmakers to use as they try to shore up the state's ailing pension fund. The committee seemed to be in agreement to guarantee all current retirements, that current workers' contributions would be capped soon, the agencies where they work will have to contribute more into the system, and to lower the expected rate of return on its investments. That may be the easy part. Members seem to also agree that somehow the state must find a way to begin reducing the annual millions of dollars in interest payments the fund must pay. Committee member Representative Gilda Cobb Hunter of Orangeburg.
This is a math problem. We are not going to fix this without an infusion of cash, revenue, assessment, whatever you want to call it. It's going to take money.
Members acknowledge that finding the millions of dollars needed to pay down those interest payments would put extreme pressure on future state budgets. More potential budget pressure came this week from State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman, who told the Senate Education Committee that the state must accelerate its efforts to replace old model school buses.
And before some crisis might occur, we have got to replace some of these old buses that are on the road.
The state needs $35 million a year to maintain its replacement cycle for buses every 15 years as required by law, but about 1,000 buses 20 and 30 years old need replacing. They transport thousands of school children daily. New school buses cost about $80,000 apiece. The state's school bus system is one of the nation's oldest. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.